We are up to Simin Reish Mem Zayin, and we'll be doing the first Sif. Shaleach Adam Yigeres Biareni Yehudi V'afilu Be'erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. We're talking about having a non-Jew serve as your mailman. He is going to deliver a letter for you in another city. You're allowed to send him out on Erev Shabbos to do this. You're not telling him to work on Shabbos. That'll be Beferish. You're also not telling him that it's got to get there by Matzoi Shabbos, because that's the equivalent of having him do malach on, telling him to do malach on Shabbos. Why is this mutter? Vehu shekotzatz lo damim. This is permissible because you have made a set fee of what he's going to be paid for doing this. As a result of that, we say adaita denav sheka ovid. So this is a rule. We're going to see later that there's a machlokas exactly where we apply it. That means the Mishnah says beferish that if a non-Jew lights a fire for you, lights a candle, you are not to use it on Shabbos. And Rov Rishonim say that that's even if you're going to pay him for it, so long as he did it for you. In the case of sending a letter, it's mefurish in the Gemara that if you set a fee, then he's allowed to do it. Because we say adaita denavsheka of it. He's doing it for himself. He's doing it for the money. What's the difference between ner, he lit a candle, or sending a letter? What's the difference between the two? In a ner, we say that paying him is not enough. And over here, we say that it's adaita denavsheka of it. So we'll later see that we will be differentiating between the various forms of gain of hanah. Here, the hanah is that you got a letter going. Over there, the hanah is something where you physically enjoyed it. And that is that he lit a candle for you and you benefited from it. Where you are physically benefiting from it, that may be more of a problem of Maisa Shabbos than in a case where you're not benefiting physically from it, meaning benefiting in your goof, you actually feel it. It feels better. You see the light. Therefore, over there, you couldn't stipulate, and over here, you could stipulate, meaning if you're paying for it, we say adaita denavshe ka'ovid. Even though he's doing it and knows that it's for you, he's doing it for pay. Whereas if it's something where you're getting bodily pleasure from it, there we say he's doing it for you, even though you do pay him. Yeah. Ubevat shelo yomer lo she'elech b'Shabbos. You can never tell him to go on Shabbos because that would be shlichus. V'im lo kotzatz. What happens if you did not stipulate with him a price? So this, in all other areas of Shabbos, if a non-Jew was doing malacha for me, even though I didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, but he's doing malacha for me, there's no adaita denafshe if I didn't work out a price. Now, there's an exception to this rule, and that is in the case of a non-Jew putting out a fire. We say since he's not creating something for me, he's just taking away something that's bothering me, there we say adaita denafshe kavet, he's doing it because he is expecting to get something in return for it, even though I didn't promise him. Not so here, where I'm getting some positive gain from it. He's delivering my letter. So in this case, the halacha would be that you need katzatz. So it means that there are three levels. There's one case where katzatz helps, and that's in the case of the letter. There's the opposite case where katzatz does not help, and that is where he lights a candle for you. And then we have a case where you don't even need katzitza, so we say adaita denafshe kavod without it, and that's the case of putting out a fire. Okay, so in this case, what if you weren't kotzitz? There's still a heter. What is that? Vim lo kotzatz ilok fiye beidoar, pirish ish yadua, shakol ksav elov yuvol, vuhu mishal cholomisha shaluach elov bemosa, also lishloach afilu miyom risha. If you don't have a postmaster in the place, in the city, then you can't even send it on Sunday. And if there is a postmaster in town, you can send it even on Erev Shabbos. As long as he can get into the first house of the city. Now, what's this all about? This halacha is that really, if I'm giving him a letter, and even if I'm not stipulating a price, if he could get there before Shabbos starts, he can get to the first house in the city before Shabbos starts, then I'm not telling him to do malach on Shabbos. he could have gotten there in time anyway. I'm not benefiting from Melechus Shabbos of a non-Jew. And that's all fine. That is all mutter. The problem is we have a new chashash to Rabbanan. Even though he can get there on time, he may not find the person. He's going to be walking around from house to house. He'll be knocking on doors, carrying a Jewish letter. And everyone's going to know this, that a Jew sent him. And they're going to think a Jew sent him on Shabbos. So the halachi is, if there's a postmaster in town, he'll just go to the postmaster, who then will eventually distribute everything. This is very much like the way mail service works today. Everything is sent to the post office, and in the post office, they sort everything out. And then they are the ones that send it over. So if there is a postmaster, it's mutter. If there's no postmaster, then it's aser. And then the Ramah says, Hagav yesh matir mafil lo katzatz v'lo kviya beidor b'masa im eshalcho b'yom heyo kodem lakach v'yesh esmoch alayim tzrichim lakach. There are those who say that the only time it's usur, even where he's going to walk around, is only if you go and send him on Thursday. There it looks like a Jew sent him. Whereas if you sent him early in the week, then there it does not look like the Jew sent him. Now, if you send it with a non-Jew to a town that he could have gotten to the first house in before Shabbos, and you tell him, just give it to anyone in the family there. So there, even if the person isn't home, they'll be able to give it to somebody. So there the halach is that we're not choshesh. Now that would be mutter. What if you're sending a letter to a friend, and this non-Jew can get there in daylight, again to the first one in the city. Now, the question is, in such a case, am I afraid that he's not going to find him or not? Lamaisa and the Mishtabura came out that the right thing to do is tell him that he should go and give it to either your friend or anyone in the family. This way there's no chash that he's going to go around looking for it. All of this is talking about a non-Jew, of course. If there's any chash that there's a Jew that's going to do this on Shabbos, then it's aser. So, lahalacha, to go mail a letter when you have a postal service that includes Jews that are working on Shabbos, if you know for a fact that it's going to be collected on Shabbos itself, and there's a good chance that there's going to be a Jew collecting it, then you really have problems of whether or not you're allowed to mail it at that point. Whereas if you have no reason to believe that it's a Jew that's going to be doing it, then the halacha would be that it's mutter.